is the rose.
All right, so we'll say good morning. So let's begin. Today's daf is Gimel, and we are starting three lines from the top. So we'll say, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, remember, we're trying to go ahead and discuss exactly the nature of the order of the Mishnah. So remember again, what came out yesterday was that the Mishnah is actually talking about a couple of different discussions, even though we spoke about the Mishnah begins with Kol Kinuye Nedarim Kinedarim. We establish this in a Chisuri Mechzara, that there is some missing text from the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is also talking about Yodos. It's also talking about partial declarations of Nedarim and telling us that those declarations are effective as well. Now, remember, what led the Mishnah to that realization was the fact that the Mishnah at the end gives illustrations of Yodos, of partial declarations. So remember again, the Gemara was trying to figure out then the stylistic paradigm or the stylistic framework of the Mishnah, because then we started talking about Kinuyim, went to Yados, and then gave examples of Yados. So the Mishnah wanted to suggest, oh, this is an established Mishnaic style, namely A, B, B. They go ahead and discuss concept A, discuss concept B, and then give examples of B in order not to break the continuity. The problem, of course, the Gemara says, so the Gemara brought a whole list of examples that seem to support that model, and again, doesn't just give one example, but gives multiple examples to show that this is mamish the paradigm. But then the Gemara brought examples the other way, where the model is A, B, concept A, concept B, and then what? And then examples of A before examples of B. To which the Gemara answered, you're right. The Gemara's first answer was, El alav dafka. The truth is, you're right. Depending on who the Tana of the Mishnah is, will depend on the style. But both styles are accurate and correct. So sometimes there's an A, B, B model. Sometimes there's an A, B, A model. And both are correct. So we'll say that. With that, we pick up third line down, V by Sema. The other possibility is, Yodos, Aidi, Da'asyan, Midrasha, Mefarish, Luhubereisha. So the other possibility is that since Yados, the concept that partial declaration of Nedarim are effective, since that concept is learned out from a drasha, and I will say now we're going to discuss which drasha we actually learned them out from, but the idea of a drasha, I will say, is that it's not explicit in a pasuk. Now again, drasha could still mean it's daraisa, but lamaisa, again, it's not learned explicitly from a pasuk, but rather, again, it's inferred from different phraseology. Now, we have this concept, and it's actually quite interesting, that sometimes Chazal like something that is learned out from a drasha more than learned out from a Mufurish pasuk. Now, what's the logic behind that, Rabosai? And again, it's a very big musr as well. Something that's learned from a drasha requires amelus, right? It requires effort. Something that's learned from a pasuk, it's written in the pasuk. So sometimes Chazal find almost like a greater, as they say, you know, a gishmak, a greater joy, a greater excitement is something that's learned out from a drasha, something that's learned from a Mufurish pasuk, which we'll say is an incredible yisod in life in general, that there is always much more joy from things that you have to toil for, and things that you have to work for, and things that you have to invest yourself for, than things that are just given to you, or things that are just show up at your doorstep. So the Gemara says, Ibaisim, the other possibility is, Yados, Aidi da'asya, Midrasha, Mefarish Lubereisha. It could be that since Yados are learned out from a Jerusha, so which we'll see in just a little bit, therefore again, the Mishnah chooses to go ahead and discuss them first. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, v'lifta chadein bereisha. So we'll say, see, now what the Gemara is suggesting is the reason, even though we began with the discussion about kinuyin, but the reason we want to go ahead and give examples of yodos, remember again, Abosu, when I say give examples of yodos, that's the case in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, ha'omer lechaveiro mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, I'm mudr from you, I'm separated from you. These are examples of yodos. These are partial declarations. So the Gemara is saying, even though the Mishnah began with a discussion about Kinuyim, but nevertheless, we want to discuss Yados. Why? Because yodos are very exciting. Why are yodos exciting? Because they learned that from a drasha. Because we learn it out again, we darshan it, as we'll see in just a little bit. So it says, well, if that's the case, that you're all excited about yodos, because lemais, again, they're learned out by a drasha, then I'll tell you, v'lifto chadein bereisha. Then why don't you go ahead and begin discussing yodos at the beginning of the Mishnah? The Bible says, look at Rashi, v'liftach, v'liftach, begavaihu, v'listening bereisha, kol yodos nedarim, hold the chavitle. So I'll say, if you love yodos so much, then why not begin the Mishnah with a discussion of yodos? Why do you begin the Mishnah with a discussion of kinuyim? Why don't you go ahead and begin the Mishnah with a discussion of yodos? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you, miftach pasach bekinuyim da'oraisa bereisha, v'hader mefarish yodos da'asye le midrasha. Or to which the Gemara says, because again, there's another stylistic issue over here, which is that the Mishnah begins with a discussion about kinuyin, because kinuyin, remember, kinuyin is the, we'll call it, neder nickname, right? I'm sorry? No, what word did you use?
Konam was the example.
Konam, right. So the idea, and I'm still going to have to come up with a better English than nickname.
Substitute.
Oh, good. Good. Substitute. So remember, Gemara suggests that kinuyin, the substitute, lishonos, those are da'oraisa. Those are biblical. Those are biblically effective, as we'll discuss. Therefore, the Mishnah chooses to go out and begin with kinuyin, and then ultimately discusses yados, because yados are learned out from a drasha. To which the Gemara says, so now what we're saying is, so just follow the train of thought. So over here, what we're going to do is we're going to begin with a discussion of kinuyin. Why? Because the mice again, kinuyin medaraisa. Then we're going to go to a discussion of yados, because yados are learned out from a drasha. But when it comes to examples, we're going to give examples of yados first. Why? Because since it's learned out from a drasha, so it's near and dear to Chazal's heart. Okay? So the Gemara says, Hani chlamanda amar kinuyin lashon nachrim heim. So we'll say this makes sense, and we'll see this later on. It's actually an interesting machlokas. So this makes sense according to the Ma'adama, who says that kinuyim are lashon nachrim. I will say, lashon nachrim means that kinuyim are words for nedarim, but they're just not quote-unquote Jewish words. They're words that are used in what we'll call the general worldly vernacular for vows. And therefore Chazal tells us, and therefore the Torah tells us, we'll see, that lemaisa, again, if you make a neder using a word that is not Hebraic in origin or is not biblical in origin, but that is used in the world as a lashon of a neder, of a vow, then lemaisa, again, such a neder is binding. It makes sense why kinuyin would be da'orais, because it also makes sense to say you don't have to use a Torah word or a biblical word, or for that matter, a Hebrew word, to create a binding vow. But any time you use a lashon, there's a real lashon of promise, a binding promise or binding vow, that lemaisa, again, that should work. Element, and again, I will say, therefore, it makes sense to say that kinuyin da'oraisa. However, el leman do'amer, lashon shebadu lahen chachamim liyos nederbo, ma'ikin le'imah. But I will say, there's another opinion that says that kinuyin, actually substitute words, are actually words that were invented by Chazal to go ahead and to serve as substitute words for making nederim. Then I will say, if you hold that they are words that were made up, that were created by Chazal, then what? Then they are not biblical in nature. Then lemaisa, again, there's no way to say that they're da'oraisa, because they're words that are ultimately made up by Chazal. Look at Rashi. El reish lakish to amar lashon shavadu lam chachamim, the chachamim takinu hani lashonos liyos noderbo. The chachamim went ahead and created these lashonos to serve as lashonos for nedar. Ma'ika lemima, Rashi says, heichi matzi amrit yados, Aidi de Asyan Mereisha, Hatarvayu ben Yados ben Kinuyin Midrasha Asyan de Midrabananinu. Then Rabbi says, if that's the case, then Yados and Kinuyin would really occupy the same halachic standing, because both ultimately again come from Joshua's Chazal. To which the Gemara says, Michael and Imar. Mikat, so the Gemara says, Mikatani Yados. So let's go back for a second. Remember, does the Mishnah even discuss Yados? Does the Mishnah even mention Yados at all? To which the Gemara says, no. The lav chisure kamech sartale. Remember again, Abba said, the only way that we know that Yados are in the Mishnah is how? Because Lamaisa, again, Ted, come sit down.
I don't fall asleep.
You sure? There's like 1, 2, 3, 4. You sure? Okay.
We were in the screening session.
All right, fine, good. Good, Our achnasas archim shouldn't be deficient. Fine, so the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, remember again, at the end of the day, Yados is not mentioned in the Mishnah at all. Not mentioned in the Mishnah at all. So how do we know that Yados are there in the Mishnah? Because we said yesterday, Chisuri Mechsara. We said yesterday the Mishnah is missing a little bit of a piece. And again, the Mishnah meant to include Yados as well. So if that's the case, I'm going to do you one even better. Akdim Nami Vitani Yados. You know what? Let's do this. Put Yados at the Mishnah. Once you say the good thing about Chisuri Mechsara is what? Chisuri Mechsara gives you license, if you want, to go ahead and rewrite the Mishnah as already. So once you say Chisuri Mechsara, why don't you say Akdim Nami Vitani Yados? Why don't you put, if once you're inserting Yados, why don't you insert Yados at the beginning of the Mishnah? And why don't you say, Kol Yados Nedarim Kinedarim, V'chol Kinuye Nedarim Kinedarim? Why don't you go and put Yados first? All substitute Lashonos are like regular Nedarim. Any partial declaration is like a full declaration. V'chol Kinuye Nedarim Kinedarim. And any substitute Lashon is as good as making a regular Nedar. And then again, the Eluhen Yados. And Abba said, the nice part about this, by the way, is that then what? We're going back to what we said originally yesterday, which was the ABA model. Right? So put Yados in the beginning, because, hey, we like Yados better. Why do we like Yados better? Why do we like Yados better? Because they learned that from a Drasha. Chazal like those things that they have to work for a little bit more. And we preserve our ABA model. And we're Shalom Yisrael, the Eluhen Yados. And again, the Mishnah would say, what's the case of Yados? Ha'omer the Chaveiro. Right? Ultimately, again, the examples of the Mishnah. The Elohim Kinuyim, and these are the Kinuyim. And also, remember, that's actually the next Mishnah. Konam, Konach, Kones. So the Gemara says, fine. The Yados, so the Gemara is just simply answering, you're right, once you have that ability to go ahead and rewrite the Mishnah, technically speaking, if you wanted to, you could put Yados first. We'll say, all the Gemara is suggesting over here is that Lamaisa, there are multiple ways that we can go ahead and structure this Mishnah stylistically so that it makes sense. The Yados Hechaksiv. Now we'll say, so let's take a step back for just a moment. You just said before that Chazal like Yados, why? Because Yados are learned out from a drasha, right? Ultimately, again, they're learned out from a drasha. So what is a drasha? I mean, they will say, where do we know that if you make a partial declaration, that is a binding nether? Because the truth is, that's not necessarily pashut. You wouldn't necessarily automatically assume that. Where do we know that from? The Gemara, listen to this. Ksiv, ish kiafli lindor neder nazir, neder nazir lahazir lahashem. We'll say this week's parsha. Right, amazing how this works out. This week's parsha, Parshas Naso. A person ish kiafli lindar neder las ned. Okay, ish kiafli. If a person will articulate lindar neder. Now, everyone, so you'll see already that there's a lot of repetitive lashon over here. Lindar neder, to make a vow, nazir of a Nazirite vow, lahazir lahashem, to go ahead and lahazir. We'll discuss what these terms mean. So the Gemara says vitanya. Nazir lahazir. Now, why do I need that lashon of nazir lahazir? Now, if you look at Rashi, which is the moment, we'll say nazir lahazir. You see that? Dematzi lemichtav. It's almost right across in Rashi. Nazir lahazir. Dematzi lemichtav. Because the pasuk could have just written kiafli lindor neder nazir. The pasuk could have just said if a person will articulate a vow to make a Nazirite vow, ella milahazir. But rather again, why does it have to say nazir lehazir, darshinan laasos kol kinuyei neziros kineziros, debichol kinuyei lashon demazir vavinos. Listen to this. The Gemara says laasos, so we'll say nazir lehazir. The extra word of lehazir tells us that you can make a Nazirite vow, and lehazir. There is another lashon as well that is also able to affect a Nazirite vow. And what is that? Laasos kinuyei neziros kineziros. It comes to go ahead and make what Rabbo say, substitute Lashonos, just like the original Lashonos, that even if you don't make an explicit vow, but if you make something that sounds like or that resembles a Nazirite vow, that'll make you a Nazir as well. To which the Gemara says, Einli ela b'neziros. I just skipped the line. V'yados neziros k'neziros. And Rabbo said also teaches me that what? that partial declarations are also considered to be like whole declarations. So most, in other words, what the Gemara is saying is like this, that extra phrase, nazir lahazir, so the extra word lahazir, teaches me that there are different ways that I can make a Nazirite vow. I can make an explicit Nazirite vow, or I can go ahead and make something that resembles a Nazirite vow. How can I say that it resembles a Nazirite vow? Either, again, through a kinui, a substitute lashon, or through a yad, through a partial declaration. Those are just as effective as making the actual Nazirite vow itself. To which the Gemara says, Eimi Ella Benazirus. So I only know about say that this is true by Nazir. So we'll say it's amazing. So now we know our source. So everything comes down to this phrase, Nazir Lahazir, extra word. Nazir teaches me that there are multiple ways in which one can make Nazirite vows, coming to include what? Even Yados and Kinuyim. But I only know this to be true by Nazirus, by Nedarim. How do I know that this is true, again, by other Nedarim as well? To which we also, meaning, how do I know that by other Nedarim, again, a person could go ahead and recite a yad, right? A partial declaration, and it works. Or a person could go and recite a kinui, and it works. How do I know that? Talmud Loma, ish kiyafli lindor neder nozir lahazir lahashem. Oh, because the pasuk says, ish kiyafli lindor neder nozir lahazir lahashem. What does the Torah do? Makish nezirus linedarim unedarim linezirus. So you see that in one pasuk, the Torah juxtaposes neder to nazir and nazir to nezer to teach us what? To tell us to create essentially a gzeir shava, a halachic bridge. Ma nezirus, asa bo yados nezirus, ki nezirus. So we'll say, just like when it comes to nezirus, so the Torah goes ahead and makes yados partial declaration, like full declaration. Af nedarim, asa bohem, yados nedarim, ki nedarim. So too in general, nedarim as well. A yad, a partial declaration, will be like a full declaration. Oman nedarim. So we'll say, so that's again. So just, and again, by extension, just like there's yados and there's kinuyim by nazir, so the halachic bridge, the gzeir shava, teaches me, it's not just a gzeir shava, take that back, it's a hekesh, it's a comparison. They're mentioned in the same pasuk. Therefore, lemaisa, again, teach me that yados and kinuyim apply by regular nedarim as well. And it goes, the hekesh goes the opposite way as well. Uman nedarim over bebal yachal. We'll say, now this is really interesting. And works like when it comes to nedarim, you are over on bal yachel ubal ta'acher. We'll say, if you make a neder and you do not fulfill it, you are over on a prohibition of, or I should say, on a say, of lo yachel devaro. You may not profane your word. So if you make a neder, if you make a vow and you don't fulfill it, you're over on bal yachel. Furthermore, again, if you make a neder and you delay in fulfilling that neder, you are over on bal ta'acher. Baal Ta'achar Torah tells us is if you sign up just to make a vow, it's not just to keep a vow, but what? You must fulfill the vow expeditiously, right? You must go ahead and fulfill the vow quickly as possible. So just like, again, with a neder, so you could be over on Baal Yachel and Baal Ta'achar, on profaning your word and on delaying performance of your word. Af Nezirus, over Baal Yachel and Baal Ta'achar. So too with Nezirus, a person could be over on Baal Yachel Devaro and also on Baal Ta'achar. Also, we're going to discuss it in just a little bit. Uman nedarim, and just like when it comes to nedarim, ha'av mefer nidre bito, ubal mefer nidre ishto. And the Bible said, just like when it comes to nedarim, if a father hears that his daughter made a neder, that he's able to go ahead and annul that neder, so too a husband is able to go ahead and annul his wife's neder. Af nezirus, so too we'll say if it comes to a neder nezirus, ha'av mefer nezirus bito, a father has the ability to annul. If a father hears that his daughter took upon herself to be a neder to be a nazir, he can annul that vow. Ubal mefer nezirus ishto. And a husband has the ability to go ahead and annul his wife's neder nezirus as well. To which the Gemara says, "Umayshna gabi nezir." So we'll say, so again, remember, so this is very exciting because what we just now have over here is our source for yados and kinuyim. Remember, again, we're trying to figure out how do we know that either a yad, a partial declaration of a neder, counts as a neder, or for that matter, a kinui, a substitute lashon of neder, counts as a neder, which essentially we're learning it out from where? Really one phrase, nazir lahazir. That extra phrase tells us that however the nazir makes the Nazirite vow, he is what? He's what? He's a nazir. Which tells us that whether he made an explicit Nazirite vow, I am a nazir, or he made a partial declaration of nazirus, or he used the substitute lashon that it works. And therefore, I can both say, once in the pasuk of nazir, the Torah mentions what? both Nazirus and Nedarim. It tells us that whatever is true by Nazir is also true by Nedarim. Therefore, if Yados and Kinuyim work by Nazir, they also what? They also work by Nedarim. And now, again, once I've established the connection between Nedir and Nazirus, I can learn it the opposite way also. Therefore, just like I know by regular Nedarim, if a person makes a Nedir and they don't fulfill their Nedir, they are over on Baal Yachel and profaning their word. Or if a person makes a Nedir and they don't, go ahead and fulfill it quickly, they're over on Baal Ta'acher delaying. Those prohibitions also apply to Nedir Nazirus. So very exciting. So the Gemara says, Maishna Gabi Nazirus Tichsev Nazir Lahazir. Remember, again, all of this, we learned this whole thing out from one phrase, right? It's all learned out from Nazir Lahazir. Nidarim Nami Haksiv Lindor Nedir. But one second, by Nidarim it also says what? Lindor Nedir. We'll say that same type of double lashon. The Hekesha Lamali. So we'll say, so the Gemara asks, so what do I need the Hekesh? Look at Rashi. The Hekesha Lamali. The Amrit Makesh Nedarim Nezirus Hamat Sinan Lamidrash Mikra Gufei. So we'll say, the Gemara asks a really good kasha. I'll do you one even better. I don't need to make a Hekesh between Nedarim and Nazir. And I'll tell you why. Because it will say, just like Nazir has its double lashon of Nazir Lahazir, guess what? Nedarim has its double lashon of Lindar Nedar. And I can learn out all of the halachos. I can learn out that Kinuyim and Yados and Baal Ta'acher and Baal Yachel, I can learn them all out from Nedarim separately without having to make a Hekesh, a comparison to Naziris at all. To which the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why that won't work. So the Gemara says, im kasav neder lindor, kid the kasav nazir lahazir, kid the ka'amrit. Lotzar hekesha. Gemara says, you're right. Had the pasuk by Nedarim written neder lindor, then I would agree with you that you don't need a hekesh. You don't need a comparison to nazir. Ha'ashta dechsev lindor neder, dibra Torah kalashim neder. So also, this is very interesting. So what the Gemara suggests is the following. When does the extra phrase come to include different type of lashonos? When you have essentially the noun first and then the extra word afterwards. So for example, nazir lahazir. So nazir says, nazir refers to an explicit Nazirite vow, and lahazir refers to what? All other types of lashonos, akinui, kinuyim, yados, that's you can learn from that lashon. But for example, lindor neder, what do you have? You have the verb first and then there afterwards. So that's not for limud purposes. So if you think about it, it's actually very logical. The idea that the Gemara is saying over here is when you have the primary neder first and mentioned first, and then the extra word afterwards, nazir lahazir, tells you there's a Nazirite vow, and lahazir comes to include all other lashonos of Nazirite vows. However, lindor neder, the order is wrong. So because the order, I mean, had it said neder lindor, then enochinami, I could have learned everything out from Nedarim also. But Lindor Neder, what is Lindor Neder? The Gemara says, Dibra Torah Kalash Shomani Adam. We'll say, Dibra Torah Kalash Shomani Adam means what? Sometimes the Torah just employs just normative verbiage, the way that people speak. So how do people speak? How did people speak? Lindor Neder would be a way a person would speak. Therefore, it's not there for any drasha purpose. So because it's not there for any drasha purposes, all of the halachos are learned out from Nazir and applied to Nedarim. To which the Gemara says, "Honey, chalamanda lamandi islay dibradar gloshim ani adam." So I said, "That's all fine and dandy." According to the Manda Amra, who says that there is a concept like this of dibradar gloshim ani adam, that sometimes the Torah uses lashon because that was just the vernacular. El lamanda lasay dibradar gloshim ani adam. But according to the Manda Amra, who says that no, the Torah does not speak in any kind of vernacular, but rather, again, every word in the Torah is uniquely specific. Then hi lindor neder my ovidle. Then what do you do with this lashon of lindor neder? To which the Gemara says, dorish le. Listen to this. Laasos yados nedarim kinedarim. Oh, inachinami. That according to this mandor will say. So lindor neder teaches me that partial declaration of nedarim are like regular nedarim. Umakish nezirus lenedarim, and therefore we go ahead and we compare nezirus to nedarim. So the Gemara says, makish nezirus lenedarim. Fine. So that's the case. Nazir lahazir darishlei. So we'll say again, if that's the case, lemaisa again. Then again, if I'm darshening lindor neder, so why do I also have to darshen nazir lahazir? Now it seems to you that we have two duplicate limudim, right? Why do I need both of these? Melamed, it teaches me amud beis shanaziros chalal anazir. So we'll say, oh, so listen to this. So according to this manda amar, really lindor neder teaches me what? Lindor Neder will teach me that Yados work, that Kinuyim work, and they also tell me that whatever works by Neder also works by Nazir. If that's the case, then what do I do with the Lashon of Nazir Lahazir? Where does that come to teach? And I will say, this is very interesting. Oh, Nazir Lahazir comes to teach me Shanaziros Chalal Anaziros. That the Rebbe say, what does that mean? That one Naziros could be Chal, could go ahead and literally take effect upon another Nazir. So what does this mean? Look at the Ran for just a moment. So the Ran writes, right hand side, Shanaziris Chala Naziris, Kigon, Do Amr Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom. So we'll say, let's say a person goes ahead and says, I am a Nazir today. They make two Nazirite vows. Delor Minon, Deliski Lebish Loshim Yom, Elatarach Limno Shtei Naziris Tainu Shishim. Well, so listen to this. So the Gemara Darshan is like this. Now, we're going to get into this. We're going to see that if a person makes an unqualified Nedir Naziros, I want to be a Nazir. So we'll say here, what's the duration of that? So the duration of an unqualified Nedir Naziros is 30 days. 30 days. So this is very interesting. Let's say a person goes ahead and says, Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. I am a Nazir. So I might have thought, well, look, you know, you're just saying the same thing twice. So you're a Nazir for 30 days. Kamash Mala, no. The Rebbe will say, what are you? You're a Nazir for 60 days. You've accepted upon yourself two Nidre Nazirus. So therefore, again, the Gemara is discussing. So we'll say, again, remember, just follow all of these steps. See, if you hold that Lindor Neder is the halachic source for that Kinuyim and Yados are valid, then Nazir Lahazir becomes extra, but there's no extra words in the Torah. So what does Nazir Lahazir teach me? That I could be a Nazir and what? Lahazir. I could be a Nazir, meaning I could take a Nazirite vow, and I could take another Nazirite vow on top of that already existing Nazirite vow. Ulaman do Amar Dibra Torah Kalashom and Adam. But I will say, according to Mandarim, who says that in fact the Torah does speak in the normal verbiage of man. So therefore what? If that's the case, v'nazir lahazir. So also remember, if you hold that Dibra Torah Kalashom and Adam, then what? Then Lindor Neder is not coming for any kind of drasha. Right? What is Lindor Neder? Torah just speaks to it. It was the vernacular. That's the way people spoke. So if that's the case, v'nazir lahazir darish lasos yados naziros kineziros. So let's say, so remember again, if you hold Lindor Neder as Dibra Torah Kalosh Shemani Adam, then you learn out everything what? You learn out everything from Nazir lahazir. You learn out that yados are effective. You learn out that kinuyim are effective. Here's the problem. Then when do you learn out what? Where do you learn out? Shanaziros chala naziros minale. Listen, this is how interesting this is. So remember, if you're holding that Dibra Torah Kalosh Shemani Adam, therefore, Lindor Neder is not available for drasha purposes, and therefore everything is learned out from what? Nazir Lahazir. So now, where do you learn out the concept? Then that means Nazir Lahazir is not available for you to learn out that one Nazir Naziros is Chal, another Nazir Naziros. So where do you learn that concept out from? Minale. Sahanicha isvir lekimandamar e Naziros Chal Naziros. So I will say, if you hold, now apparently not everybody holds this concept, so if you hold that one Nedin and Zeros cannot be Chal on another Nedin and Zeros, then what? Then you've got no problem. Why do you have no problem? Because I don't need a drasha for a concept that I hold is not correct. But if you hold that one Nedin and Zeros can in fact devolve upon another Nedin and Zeros, so where does he learn it out from? Because remember again, if this Manda Amra holds that one Nedin and Zeros can in fact be Chal another, so meaning if I say Harini Nazir, Harini Nazir, I'm accepting two consecutive Nidri Naziros upon myself. So where do I learn that out from? Because remember, Rabosai, it can't be from Nazir Lahazir. Why can't it be from Nazir Lahazir? Because Nazir Lahazir is already being used to teach me Kinuyim and Yados. Why? Because remember, this Mandarma holds that Lindor Neder is not available for a drasha. Why? Because Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam. So where am I learning out the concept of Naziros Chala Naziros? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you where. Neimakra Lizor. Because I will say the pasuk could have just said Nazir Lizor. That would have been a shorter type of lashon. My lehazir or lehazir, right? Why does it say nazir lehazir? Which Rabbi say again is not only an additional word, but is what? But is a protracted or elongated form of the additional extraneous word. Shamas mina tarti. Now you have this type of drasha principle. There is a drasha principle that says that when you Torah gives you, quote unquote, an extra word, that extra word is there for a drasha. And if the Torah gives you the elongated form of the extra word, that allows you what? That allows you to make two drushas from the extra word. So the Torah, if it was just wanted to put in there an extra word for drusha purposes, could have just said what? Nazir Lizar. And that would have taught me what? From that extra word, I would have learned that, oh, that all kinuyim are effective, all yodos are effective. But the Torah doesn't just give me the extra word. Instead, what the Torah does is what? Gives me the elongated form of the extra word of Nazir Lahazir. And what does that do for me? What does that do for me? Shamas mina tarti. Rabbi say that allows me to make two drushas from that word. Look at Rashi. Last wide line in Rashi on the top. Shamas mina tarti. I learned out two things. La'asos yados neziros kineziros. Number one, it teaches me, Rabbi say the extra word, just the presence of the extra word teaches me that what? That lamaisa yados are effective, kinuyim are effective, and the elongated form of the extra word teaches me nezirus chal an nezirus. That ultimately, again, one Nazirite vow could go ahead and devolve upon another. All right. Well, it's really, really interesting. No, I'm seeing just a fascinating back and forth. But ma'arava amri istana demefikle liyados min neder le neder v'istana demefikle min kol yotzi min pevyase. So, well, in Eretz Yisrael, they had another drasha. They had another drasha. In Eretz Yisrael, they said that there is a Tana that learns out that yodos are effective from where? From Lindar Neda. So we'll say, so again, you see all these different movies. So there's a Tana in Eretz Yisrael. Remember, also, we saw this already. That again, remember, if you don't hold Dibra Torah Kalasha Mane Adam, then what? Then you can learn out the effectiveness of yodos from the phrase Lindar Neda, like we saw before. In which case, again, Nazir the Hazir would be used for what? If you hold Lindor Neder teaches me that Yados and Kinoin are effective, then Nazir Lahazir teaches me what? Good, that Nezirus Chala Nezirus, right? Top of Amud Beis. And Nezirus Chala Nezirus. So there was a title like this. The istemafically mean Kalayot Yavivyasa. And I will say, others learned out the effectiveness of Yados from what? From the Pasuk that says that anything that comes out of your mouth, you should do. Which teaches me that what, Rabbi Osai? That even other types of Lashonos, other than explicit Nedarim, are still able to work and be effective. Fine. Amar Mar, so we'll say, now we're going to go back and examine one of the interesting statements we made before. Samar Mar, Uma Nidarim over Bebal Yachel Ubal Ta'acher. We'll say, remember again, the Gemara wanted to suggest that one of the byproducts of the halachic connection between Nidarim and Nazir teaches me that what? That just like when it comes to a Neder, if I make a Neder and I delay in fulfilling it, I'm over on Bal Yachel. Right, I have profaned my word. So I'm sorry. I don't fulfill it. I profaned my word. And if I delay in fulfilling it, I'm over on Bal Ta'acher. So too by Nazir, if I make a Neder Nazirus and I either violate it, I'm over on Bal Yachel, or I go ahead and I delay it, I'm over on Bal Ta'acher. I'm delaying it. So Gemara says, Bishlama Bal Yachel Dinadar Mishkachasla. So I say, I understand how you could come up with the case of Bal Yachel. Why could go into Amar Kikar Zu Ochel? Over mishum bal yachel d'dvaro. So I understand that ultimately, again. So what's the simple case of bal yachel when it comes to a neder? So bal yachel means lo yachel d'dvaro. Do not profane your word. So a person makes a neder. I'm going to eat this loaf of bread, and then what? And then what? They don't. Okay, so what have I done? I have profaned my word by not fulfilling my neder. Okay, I get that. However, ba'ela ba'yachel dinaziros heichim mishkachasa. But I will say, where does ba'yachel come up within a neder naziros? Now, what does that mean? Kevan da'amareni nazir, haveli nazir. I will say, remember, let's play this out. A person goes ahead and says, I'm a nazir. So we'll say, what happens when you say, I'm a nazir? What happens? Poof, you're a nazir, right? And then what happens? Achal kamle Achal, and now let's say a person says, I'm a nazir, and then they go and they eat grapes. So what happens? Kamle, babal yochal. a person has violated their nedir nezirus. Shasa, or if a person sat b'nazir and they drank wine, kamli b'bal yishter, they violated their nedir nezirus. Well, in other words, what the Gemara says over here is, what does bal yachel devara have to do with nedir nezirus? Person says they're nazir b'nazir. If I eat grapes, I violated my nedir nezirus. If I went ahead and I drank wine, I violated my nedir nezirus. So what does bal yachel have to do with that? Amarava, oh, la'avor alav b'shnayim. So what the Gemara is teaching me is what? Is that if you go ahead and you make a nedir nezirus, and you then violate your nedir nezirus, then what? You are over on two lavim. What are the two lavim? Number one, you violated your nedir nezirus. That's lav number one. Number two, a generic lav that says anytime you make a vow and you violate that vow, you have profaned your word. So you're literally violating two different isurim. Fine. Baal ta'acher din nezirus heichim mishkach. This is interesting. But where do you ever come up with a case of Baal Ta'acher with Nezirus? Remember, Baal Ta'acher means if you make a vow, do not delay in fulfilling it. So how does Baal Ta'acher ever come up by Nezirus? After all, look what the Gemara says. Kevan da'amah hareini nazir, havi le nazir. So here's the interesting part. As soon as you say, I'm a nazir, guess what happens? Right, Mazel Tov, you're a nazir. So Baal Ta'acher only comes up in a situation where you could delay the performance of the neder. Right, let's say I take a neder, I'm going to bring a carbon. So I'll say, the automatic assumption is a person can't bring a carbon that second. So Baal Ta'acher means don't delay in fulfilling your neder. But a person says, I'm a nazir. Remember, I'll say, the only way you become, your own a neder nezirus is when a person says, I'm a nazir. If you say I'm a nazir, then you're a nazir right now. If you're a nazir right now, how does a person ever violate Baal Ta'acher, delaying performance of the vow, to which the Gemara says, because again, we'll say a person goes and eats grapes right there, a person has violated the nedir nezirus. Oh, to which the Gemara says, Ba'omer, l'chishe'ertze, I'm sorry? So the Gemara says, Ba'omer l'chishe'ertze ehei nazir. To which the Gemara says, oh, I'll tell you where it comes up. Where does it come up? When a person says, when I want to be a nazir, I'm going to be a nazir. So this is very interesting. So the case over here is a person is not making a neder nezirus now, but rather a person is making a statement, when I want to be a nazir. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ba'omer l'chishe'ertze nazir, di'i mashile, kamli b'al ta'acher. So we'll say it would appear that in this kind of case, when a person says, when I want to be a nazir, I will be a nazir. If a person were to go ahead and delay the performance of that vow or becoming a nazir, apparently the Gemara is suggesting that's when a person would be over on Baal Ta'acher. To which the Gemara says, but why does that make sense? V'i amar kishe'ertza leka Baal Ta'acher. Rabbi saying, no, that's not true. If a person makes a vow and says, when I want to be a nazir, I will be a nazir. So Rabbi say, is there any Baal Ta'acher in that type of situation? No. Because Rabbi say, a person is saying what? Whenever I feel like it, I'll be, meaning that's built into the vow. A person is saying, whenever I feel like doing this, I will do it. In which case, whenever a person becomes a nazir, that's fine. There's no issue in delaying the performance of that. Rather, right? Says the Gemara, no. Amarava kigon do amar lo iftar mina olam at shehei nazir. So we'll say, what does Rava say? What's the case? The case is, we'll say, this is like, it's his bucket list, right? So what's on my bucket list? I gotta become a nazir, right? Before I leave this world. Where a person says, I'm not gonna leave the world, I will not die until I become a nazir. In other words, that I have in mind to become a nazir before I die. Then I will say, now watch this. The minhahi shaita havi le nazir. Then I will say, when you make a neder like that, therefore what? It is incumbent upon a person to go ahead and become a nazir as quickly as possible. Then I will say, now why is that? Look at Rashi. I'm sorry, not yet. So the Gemara says, Midi Dehavi. Now what is this comparable to? Midi Dehavi ha'omer le'ishtar ezegitei sha'achas kodem isasi. If a man says to his wife, this is your get retroactively 1 moment before I die. I will say, remember, we actually had this in Yevamos. So you could have a situation like this of someone who does not want his wife to fall to Yibum. Doesn't want it to fall to Yibum. So what does he do? He gives her a get now, and he says, this get will be chal retroactively, when I die, will be chal retroactively one hour before I die, 1 moment before I die. And we'll say, now that works, there's only one problem, which is, bless you, asura lecho betruma miyad. But there's only one small technical issue, which is, bless you, that if he has a kohen, she may not eat truma already as of now. Why? Because what are we concerned about, Rabosai? We never know when a person's going to die. And therefore, the mice say, again, if it turns out that he dies now, then it turns out that it could be that when she's eating truma now, if he dies, you know, in 5 minutes from now, then it turns out that the truma that she's eating now, retroactively, she was really a divorcee, and she was not entitled to eat truma. So therefore, what do you see from here? Alma Amrinon, Kol Shaita Vishaita Dilma Mayis. Rabbi say, what do we see from here? We see from here that when people make these clauses that are dependent on death, you have to what? You have to be choshesh every single moment for death. Therefore, Hacha Nami La'alter Havin Nazir Dilma Hashta Mayis. Therefore, Rabbi say, what? Therefore, in a case where a person says, right, I'm not going to leave this world until I become a Nazir, meaning I will become a Nazir before I die, what does that halacha say? That halacha says, we tell him, right, you have to become a Nazir as quickly as possible. Why? Because it's possible you could die at any moment. Therefore, what the Gemara is suggesting over here is that Lamaisa, that's when you could have a situation of Baal Ta'acher. So when does Baal Ta'acher come up? In a situation when a person says, I'm going to become a Nazir before I die. Ooh, before you die, well then, anytime you make that type of Lashon, that activates the possibility that what? That Lamaisa, again, a person has to be Choshesh for Misa, and therefore you have to become a Nazir as quickly as possible. Waiting to go ahead and become a Nazir, ultimately, again, will be a violation of Baal Ta'acher, will be a violation of delaying your words. So we'll say, top of Dalit, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Kigon Dinodar Bebe Sakvar. So I was, you know, actually we'll pick up with this tomorrow, but I'll just show you this is interesting. So let me just tell you this outside a little bit. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, I'll tell you where this comes up. It's an interesting case. This case, so I'll say, so now, just to stop here for just a moment, what we've established for today is that Lemaisa, again, we've established, first of all, that we have conflicting drushas. So far it appears that we've learned out everything from Nazir Lahazir, right? Yados, Kinui, everything Nazir Lahazir, except for those who learn it out from Lindor Neder. But again, Lamaisa, it appears that most don't learn out from Lindor Neder, because Lamaisa, again, at the end of the day, so Lindor Neder is Dibratora Kalosha Mani Adam. So we've established from Nazir Lahazir is Yados and Kinuyin work. But again, now that I have that hekish between Nazirus and Nedarim, it also teaches me that what? That Lamais, again, just like by Neder, I could be in violation of Baal Ta'acher and Baal Yachel, so too by Nazirus, I could be over on Baal Ta'acher, Baal Yachel. So I understand that I'm over on Baal Yachel, because again, if a person violates his Neder Nazirus, not only has he violated his Neder Nazirus, but what? He's also profaned his word. The question we're trying to figure out is, where do you ever come up with the situation of Baal Ta'acher by Nazirus? So we've given one answer so far. Where can you be in violation of Baal Ta'acher by Nazirus? A person goes in and says, I'm going to become a Nazir before I die. Well, once you say that again, it's true. Does the Neder Nazirus devolve upon the individual right this moment? No. But I have an obligation to become a Nazir as quickly as possible in order not to leave this world without becoming a Nazir. If I delay that, then I have violated Baal Ta'acher. So I'll stop over. We'll pick up with Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who's going to make another suggestion tomorrow as to how you could come up with Baal Ta'acher with the Neder Nazirus as well.
So the phrase La'alter Havi Nazir just means you're obligated to become a Nazir? It doesn't mean that the effect of that is that you are